I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street and the DC City Council want covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. D.C. Councilman Charles Allen wants D.C. citizens able to issue tickets to parking and traffic problems. Councilman Allen thinks recruiting citizens will help enforce the rules of District Columbia. Ward 6 Councilman Allen wants to call these people enforcers. Sort of funny in light of D.C. Council failing to enforce one of the council's own. Ironic, sort of. I reported crimes to this councilman 5+ years ago, even before the hoodoo investment advisor, Dawn Bennett, targeted her Ponzi scam victims of USA versus Dawn Bennett. The councilman I reported Dawn Bennett's scam to was one of two councilmen in D.C., Councilman Vince Orr. Councilman Jack Evans, the councilman I turned papers over to, aside from having a penchant for parking in front of fire hydrants, I photographed Jack Evans' car doing just that when I was covering news. Evans had worked as a lawyer for the Securities and Exchange Commission enforcement. Evans knew a Wall Streeter perpetrating crimes on D.C.ers when Evans heard one. Evans knew the cover-up drill. Evans has been on the D.C. Council since 1991. You know what they say about people who break laws. You cannot be a little bit pregnant. What is a broken law here is a broken law there. Waste of time, D.C. Councilman Charles Allen's proposal won't work. Even with Jack Evans looking to be gone from the council, Jack Evans has tainted the D.C. Council understandings of the Securities and Exchange Commission in the District of Columbia. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority in the District of Columbia, the DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking in the District of Columbia, and that when it comes to financial crimes, cops are tops. Cops are first to be called in, not FINRA, the DISB, or the SEC, who cover crimes up from cops. Besides, D.C., the district, already has a citizen enforcer program promoted on the subways, sidewalks, emails, tweets, and every correspondence the district sends out. It is called See Something, Say Something. I saw something. I said something. I did not know when I told D.C. Councilman Jack Evans in 2014 and earlier about about Securities and Exchange Commission crimes on D.C. investment client victims that Jack Evans knew, that Jack Evans used to be enforcement for the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. I did not know. How could I know? How could I know to ask what the H-E-double-L hockey sticks is Jack Evans doing sitting with that conflict of interest on the D.C. Council Finance Committee? Like pedophiles who go where the kids are, there is no more Jonesier place to chair than where the money is, honey. How could the council not know for all these decades since 1991 that Evans held those seats, those roles, at a cost to D.C., the District of Columbia, at a cost to D.C. citizens? Dawn Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor, operated her Ponzi scam all over D.C. since the 1980s. All these decades, with her business, Bennett Group Financial Services, owing taxes due the district, all these years not registered in D.C. as a business even, all these years not turned into cops. Jack Evans knew that the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission enforcement, is not law enforcement, is not cops, enters crime scenes before cops get there. Jack Evans knew, both as a lawyer, then as a former Securities and Exchange Commission employee coming into D.C. politics, to taint, to avert eyes from the billions of dollars lost by victims, lost because Jack Evans averted Evans' eyes, the D.C. Council's eyes, from the frauds of the D.C. DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, too. The minute I told Jack Evans about Dawn Bennett, the minute I used the words investment advisor, investment advisory firm in the same sentence as Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Jack Evans knew, said nothing that neither the SEC nor FINRA have authority from Congress to engage with investment advisors and investment client victims. Jack Evans knew what took me a few years to figure out. Jack Evans said nothing. Nope. Nada. Nothing. Zip. And then I came along. These crimes get curiouser and curiouser and closer to home. Jack Evans knows, should know, the DISB, the D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking cannot do the cover-up, the crimes, the misrepresentation I report on the DISB. Been doing for decades. The collusion of signing multi-state agreements as the DISB, the D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, did with RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada, that I accidentally exposed with my deck of papers to the DISB, to Jack Evans, with Jack Evans never warning victims in the district. The Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their whistleblower in 2010. I told the D.C. Council. I told D.C.'s Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton since 2013, documented. Eleanor Holmes Norton is fixated on D.C. statehood, protecting assets and life savings of D.C. victims of financial crimes are not Eleanor's priority. Though distrustful of FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Eleanor Holmes Norton says Eleanor accepts what FINRA testifies on the Hill, just not the documents I gave her staffer Bradley Truding since 2013. I told D.C. Councilman Vince Orange. D.C. Councilman Vince Orange chaired the committee with oversight of the District of Columbia Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. I knew Jack Evans for years when I told Jack, too. I knew Jack way back when I lived in Northwest D.C., across from the Brewmasters Council, DuPont Circle. Jack Evans was forever hustling voters. I caught Councilman Evans' car parked blocking a fire hydrant. I did two things. First, I took a photo of Evans' identifiable cute little car in front of the fire hydrant. Second, I said something to Evans. Evans laughed it off, saying he doesn't get ticketed. My editor thought the photo was grand. Yet another example of Evans' entitlement. Talk of the district even back then. We are talking almost a decade ago. Being a councilman is a good gig when someone knows how to work it, as came out in the news this year, that Evans has been working the system for the good of Evans, not D.C., the District of Columbia. The feds are interested. The feds have already gone deep into the crimes of D.C. Ponzi scammer Don Bennett. Sorta. The feds went where the Securities and Exchange Commission Department of Enforcement sent them. Convicted Ponzi scammer Don Bennett's Securities and Exchange Commission case is treading water still long after Bennett's arrest, trial, and sentencing. I exposed how the Securities and Exchange Department of Enforcement, where Jack Evans worked, how the Securities and Exchange Commission Department of Enforcement curates crimes to tell the story the Securities and Exchange Commission wants told. Jack Evans learned these lessons well, it seems. Almost. The feds are slowly learning from me the crimes of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the crimes of FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, crimes that caught up the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. Jack Evans has been around D.C. Council forever. Like Councilman Charles Allen worked for Councilman Tommy Wells since 2004. Allen was elected to the council 2014. I have been around D.C. since 2003, even testifying in City Hall before now Mayor Muriel Bowser on behalf of the OTA, Office of Tenant Advocacy, department budget being increased. It took time. I share my conversations, my emails. I have to. I let everyone know what everyone else knows, so everyone sees who knows, who does something, who does nothing. My meetings with councilmen are always nose to nose first in the D.C. City Hall, the John Wilson Building, adjacent to the Ronald Reagan Building, an International Trade Center in Northwest D.C. In fact, my photographic essay, God in the Temples of Government, image taken at the 14th Street side of the Reagan Building, that image was included in the landmark Supreme Court case, Van Orden versus Perry. The Supremes don't scare me. Lawbreakers do. Wednesdays, when on occasion I attend a closed-door meeting up the road from City Hall, I mosey down the hop, skip, and a jump to D.C. City Hall, pop in, knock on doors, yet again reminding them I am still pushing for the council to hold hearings to investigate the frauds of the DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. And then when done, it's a quick walk to the Blue Line Metro, back to VA, Virginia. Yep, frauds, documented. The DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, knew from me 2012 about Don Bennett. 3+ years before the victims of USA versus Don Bennett were victimized, the D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking did nothing. Nada. Zip. D.C. Council now reprimands Jack Evans for the personal use of government email. Evans and the council, for all that matter, knew from me the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking head Tony Miles was sending my confidential client emails from the DISB email address to Tony Miles' home email address. Just like Jack Evans did with Evans' staff, Tony Miles was having my emails sent off the DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, by Tony Miles' staff. You know, it wasn't one of those requests, you know, to ask for. It was an accidental discovery in a FOIA response. A FOIA response answered to me at the same time Hillary Clinton was on Capitol Hill investigated for her sending work emails home. Tony Miles said he did no wrong. But now D.C. Councilman Jack Evans is busted for improper use of office email. A little different, but not much. Tony Miles said a staffer of the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking was a lawyer. Sanayat Mayaza is not a lawyer. Miles' staffer, Brad Kunzweil, is a lawyer, acting as a lawyer for the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking in D.C., the District of Columbia. But all this time later, still, Brad Kunzweil is still not listed as a lawyer with the D.C. bar. Jack Evans knew. Vince Orange knew that and a lot more. They were given documents exchanged with the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking beginning 2010. Vince Orange is no longer on the council. Orange was a colorful person, caught up in the land development matters, or lack of it, in Northeast and Southeast D.C. Jack Evans is under investigation by a federal grand jury. Federal grand juries are convened when U.S. attorneys want to test how a case may show at trial. Even USAA's U.S. attorneys want to win will vote on Evans having directed a council employee to use government resources to email business proposals seeking employment to use his tenure, accomplishments, and stature to generate business for the law firms, knowingly used the prestige of his office and public position seeking private gain. Evans did not care what I brought to Evans City Hall office, documents detailing failures of the Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Evans, a native of Pennsylvania, received an economics degree with honors cum laude from the Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania, 1975. Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania, is where FINRA, the financial industry, does its trainings. Wharton School is where Don Bennett claimed to be a graduate of. Jack Evans got his law degree from the University of Pittsburgh School of Law, 1978. Jack Evans, as I told you earlier, practiced law at the Securities and Exchange Commission in the Division of Enforcement, according to Evans' bio posted to Evans Counsel website, also serving of counsel for the law firms of Epster, Becker & Green, Baker Hostetler, Patton Boggs, and Manet. I wonder, does Jack's counsel peer ever read their peer bios? Jack's bio? No wonder Evans did nothing. Water seeks its own level, even if the water is poisoning investors. Some say Jack Evans' rallying calls for political racing. Unlikely. Run, Jack, run will never be heard in D.C. again. Federal law enforcers have subpoenaed Mayor Muriel Bowser, all 13 members of the council, City Administrator Rashad Young, and several clients of Jack Evans' private law practice. Jack Evans is the focus of the probe. A recall petition circling is unbelievable. If you or me did this, the matter would be in the clutches of MPDC, District of Columbia Police. D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans behaves as if there is no legal or ethical distinction between being an elected representative and pursuing his own self-financial interest, reads the recall petition. D.C. Councilman David Grosso said, he peddled influence with the Finance and Revenue Committee chairmanship. He should no longer be in charge of that committee. Commission on the Arts, Humanities, and Sports Authority were revoked. Evans retained oversight of the D.C. Lottery and Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, WMATA. Evans served as chairman of the WMATA board. Insiders and outsiders of the Beltway all know how WMATA is doing. Not well at all. The inquiry into Evans revolves around Evans allegedly trying to seek business opportunities with law firms that lobby the D.C. government. A list of all the companies is not made public yet. Law enforcement calls this cone of silence a cap on news towards doing their investigation. It's the same claim made by the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. That Mr. Evans sought private gain was indisputable, Councilman Phil Mendelson said. But what was the gain? To get a job? Or to sell the influence of his office? The longtime council member Evans is suspected of using his political ties to solicit money for personal and or political efforts, and extolled his political connections and savoir-faire. I have brought embarrassment to this council, to myself and my family, Evans said. The punishment is severe. The arts and the sport authority have been something I have relished on this council for the entire time I've been here. To lose the ability to operate in those arenas is to me very painful. D.C. Council is slow to move. My information crossed the D.C. Council transoms repeatedly, asking for a hearing into the D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking, the activities of FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Between 2014 to present date, there were more victims of Don Bennett. In fact, had Jack Evans stepped up to address the whistleblower papers I gave Evans' office, then maybe the victims of Don Bennett in USA versus Don Bennett would still have their life savings. I have since updated my information to the D.C. Council, repeatedly asking for a hearing. Nothing yet. Current councilman with oversight of the DCISB, Judiciary and Elder Care, and MBDC are busy. I will go stop by Kenyon McDuffie's office yet again. District of Columbia police want to do their job, but the council meets the definition of a camel, a horse that was put together by committee. How could the district expect the council to address Don Bennett, FINRA, and the Securities and Exchange Commission crime in D.C. when the council did not see was not effective tackling crimes by one of the council's own? Councilman Phil Mendelson introduced Resolution PR23-0179, introduced March 5, 2019, council reprimand of council member Jack Evans, to reprimand Evans for using a government email account for personal business. Mendelson claims in a letter Evans violated the council's code of conduct when he, meaning Evans, had his chief of staff use her government email to send business proposals to law firms seeking outside work in 2015 and 2018. Proposals touted Evans' influence as a council member and chairman of Metro's board of directors. It was not Jack Evans alone who got my email updates on my progress post-visiting the relative offices and council people I knew from when I covered news. I can almost guarantee you not everyone on the council probably knows Jack Evans has worked with the Securities and Exchange Commission. I can almost guarantee they don't read. A council staffer once walked me to the Metro from John Wilson, had no clue FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is oversight of securities broker-dealer firms only. No clue. I wonder if the staffer's information source was Jack or the DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, Banking. I can almost guarantee fewer know how the Securities and Exchange Commission is supposed to be working with securities broker-dealer firms only. After all, Jack worked with the Securities and Exchange Commission Enforcement, Those are the same lawyers taking victims away from due process in courts. Since 2014, I have been in contact with Jack Evans' Office on Fraud in D.C., the District of Columbia, from within the DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking on Investors. I let Vince Orange see, too, what I sent Jack, what Jack got, what Vince got, Jack got, and since, pretty much let everyone else on the council know, too, from Vince Gray to Muriel to Alyssa to Mary Che, Vince Gray, Trayon White, and Kenyon McDuffie. The current head of the committee Vince Orange once chaired, overseeing the D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, I heard nothing back on getting a hearing. Not in 2012, not in 2013 or 2014, not in 2015, 2016, 2017, even 2018, not even in 2019 when I drop in on a Wednesday saying, "Hi, I was in the neighborhood," asking where things are. Where are we in terms of getting a public council meeting to address these crimes on D.C.'s local level, on the council updating laws to put the police oversight where law enforcement starts? Local level law enforcement trickling oversight influence up. I have been doing drop-ins to D.C. council long enough to know staffers coming, going, and deceased. There should be something done by now. Something. The Ponzi scammer was headquartered in Northwest D.C. The U.S. Attorney Office was not doing their job, nor was the city attorney and other officials. MPDC, Metropolitan Police Department, cannot do the job they want to without lead from the D.C. Council. The impact is on financial criminals operating in D.C., even unregistered in D.C., as businesses, charities, bilking billions. That and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, is on F Street. FINRA is on K Street. At a recent D.C. Council legislative meeting, the council unanimously supported a three-part disciplinary sanction for Ward 2 Councilmember Jack Evans' misuse of council email for private purposes. Let me explain. That may be the most the council can do. The council writes the laws, after all. Crimes are investigated by cops, by law enforcement. The first part of the sanction was a formal reprimand. The second part was the recommended removal of the Washington Convention and Sports Authority, Events, D.C., and Commission of Arts and Humanities from the purview of the Committee on Finance and Revenue, which Councilman Evans chairs. Under council rules, this shift in council committee jurisdiction could not occur at the most recent meeting and could not legally occur until the April 2nd legislative meeting at the most. Third element of the sanction proposed new individual tax abatement legislation regarding specific properties to no longer be referred to the Committee on Finance and Review. There was no immediate removal of Jack from the council. Something called innocent until proven guilty. It's due process, something Jack's oversight failures cost investment client victims. A former Washington Post reporter raised questions about Jack Evans' work on tax deals for Northrop, citing an appearance of a conflict of interest. There is that other conflict of interest I hear no mention of that I raise, that former Securities and Exchange Commission Department of Enforcement lawyer, committee, finance chair, chief Jack Evans may be steering due process away from protecting the public. Either which way, I agree. Ethics analysts saying rules don't go far enough. Accordingly, the existence of the conflict would require the council member to recuse himself when matters involving that entity are before the council. Therefore, we believe the current disclosure requirements are sufficient for our enforcement responsibilities under both statutes, the council says. Council member Jack Evans, Ward 2 Democrat, took home more than $200,000 in outside pay in 2009. Evans reported earning $240,000 as a lawyer for Patton Boggs. Evans didn't disclose clients Evans represented. Ethics rules require lawmakers identify employers doing business with the district. Not sure what it says about employers doing business in the district, like the SEC, like FINRA. The lack of disclosure about outside legal work leaves D.C. citizenry in the dark, leaving lawmakers to be the decider of what constitutes a potential conflict and when to report it. Outside income is an ideal opportunity for a business to curry favor with a legislator, especially when that outside money may be substantial and when disclosure is incomplete or even non-existent. Patton Boggs has earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in recent years lobbying Congress on behalf of both the city's deputy mayor for planning and economic development and office of the CFO, chief financial officer, overseen by the council finance committee that Jack Evans heads. Patton Boggs' website, the firm states, Jack Evans' areas of practice include business, municipal representation, public policy, lobbying, and securities matters. Evans said, in retrospect, I would have done a lot of things differently. I certainly made some major mistakes, Evans said. Evans did make a mistake, the same mistake Don Bennett did. Evans got caught. All 13 council members of the D.C. Council received a federal subpoena for information related to council member Jack Evans, D. Ward 2, private legal and consulting clients, too. D.C. Council, General Counsel, warned them to adhere to the subjects of the subpoena. Please be advised that because these matters are the subject of pending federal investigation, the failure to preserve documents or information addressed in this memorandum may result in serious criminal or other penalties. Which means if Jack Evans does not have my prior emails challenging the DISB. Want to be a fly on that wall. Some even say the scope of the federal investigation will widen to include law firms where Evans worked. Jobs Evans sought, clients of those firms. In the matter of appearance, Jack Evans is being Paul Manafort'd where information do-si-dos to more information and more, drawing more people into the Fed's web. D.C. Attorney General Carl A. Racine troubled by allegations of official misconduct, has been in my loop of the Don Bennett et al., Western International Securities, J.P. Morgan Clearing, Royal Bank of Canada, Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the DISB of D.C., Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, since 2010. Racine's done nothing, just like Jack Evans, Vince Gray, Mary Che, Muriel Bowser, Kenyon McDuffie, Trayon White, and others. All this time did nothing. Racine said that Racine's office was not involved in the Evans investigation that falls outside the scope of Racine's authority, protecting D.C.ers and others from Don Bennett's and others' Ponzi scam is in the scope of the D.C. Council, the D.C. DISB, Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking, Securities Commissioner Stephen Taylor, Tony Miles, Sanayat Miaza, Brad Kunzweil, former Police Chief Kathy Lanier, current Chief Peter Newsham, and D.C. Attorney General Carl A. Racine. So, be good, be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of off your time invested and your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreements you signed. Oh, you have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.